You're listening to SBS News.
There's a burning desire to care for country in far north Queensland using the modern fire stick, a drip torch.
Lighting up this little block. Oh, it's very hot over this way. Yeah, nice, Cindy, that wind coming back this way. I think we might have to because it's too hot on this side and we might have to go somewhere else and light.
A split-second decision is made by a member of the all-female Aboriginal crew of rangers based in Cardwell in Queensland's tropical north. They are Girigan rangers in Girimay country, taking on unconventional roles in their second cool burn without male colleagues. Ranger Cindy Lutogo leads the crew.
So it'd be like cleaning, you know, cleaning your house. You know, you got to clean your house to make everything look good. So it's like a burn, cleaning the floor to make everything look good and come back to life.
And she's also inspiring the next generation.
The elders will be proud, you know, and they might, you know, have younger generations going, oh yeah, well they got it, we can do it too.
Recognition of Aboriginal fire practices to maintain Australia's landscape and its incorporation into contemporary methods aren't just improving the health of the environment. These women are also bringing social, cultural and economic benefits to their people.
Like, it'll give them more tickets, and if, you know, it'll take them out into the world if they want to, you know, go somewhere else and work. That, you know, that's fine. You know, but they'll have at least some tickets under their belts to go out into the real world. And not saying that we aren't in the real world, but like out into, out from the ranger position. They've got that, them skills and that already.
Traditional owners have also rekindled a love for Girimay country and culture among the new recruits. Olivia Mooker says that recognition of the old through the new practices is important.
Not growing up down this way, didn't know too much about it, but within the last 2.5 years, I've learned a lot more and I've met a lot of people who are actually family but I didn't know about. Just the recognition of, you know, the people who were here long before, I was going to say white people, you know, colonisation, you know, never going to forget what they went through and the people who grew up back then to make this what it is now.
Cool burns reduce the fuel load and the threat of destructive super hot wildfires. The rangers are working together with environmental scientists like Jackie Diggins from Terrain NRM to preserve and restore wildlife habitats.
5 minutes after the fire itself was passed, you can touch the ground with your bare hands and it's cool to the touch. If you scratch the grass away, the burnt ash, you can see that the soil underneath remains unburnt and that there is still grass stubble there.
On the edge of the Wet Tropics World Heritage Rainforest, property owner Royd Blunden has sought out the skills of the women.
It's Indigenous knowledge, which I'm very interested in, and with their burning, traditional burning practices. So it made sense. So I think they're doing an awesome job, and good on them. They don't need boys.
Blazing a trail to pass down knowledge to the future custodians of their land. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.